I don't want to interfere with your dinner, but I have a treat for you. Literally, as well as figuratively, our guest speaker this evening has traveled a long way to get here. For one thing, he lives in California, on leave from teaching English at San Jose University, and for the past 10 years, a fellow of the Hoover Institution, which is in Palo Alto. But he is, in general, a man who's traveled a long way. Like Saul Bellow's Augie March, he is an American Chicago born. Unlike Augie, however, he did not need to set out on an adventure. He was born to an adventure. Perhaps the most difficult adventure that our time in America has afforded a man, and unlike Augie March again, one that has provided him with a meaning that may be the most necessary for all his fellow Americans. That is, he has successfully taken it upon himself to find the real individual man who lives beneath a black skin. He has done so throughout a time in American history when the major trends of influence among blacks for reasons and temptations of their own and among whites for reasons and highly suspect temptations of their own were militating against his doing so. He was literally a child of the civil rights movement at its time of nobility and has held fast to that nobility when all about him had thrown their strength against it. He has not gone unrewarded for holding fast. A National Book Award ain't bad, and an Emmy, among other things. And tonight he finds himself among many people who have in one way or another known, as he has known, what it is to stand against and resist the passing hurtful fevers in the community that surrounds them. That's us. We know about that, too. We're here to talk about black history and conservative principles. He is in good company, and we are in better. Ladies and gentlemen, Shelby Steele.